I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Virginia's governor is among those expressing gratitude to Texas rescuers after his own family was trapped by floodwaters.
These people are family to us.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tells reporters his family and some friends were among those saved by swift water rescue crews and the Texas National Guard during flooding in Texas last week.
What happened in the wee hours of the morning on Friday has been devastating. The loss of life is just shocking.
His wife, Virginia First Lady Suzanne Youngkin's family, has Texas connections and was stranded while vacationing at the family's property on the Guadalupe River. Audio courtesy WWBT. I'm Jennifer King.
More than 160 people are still believed to be missing and at least 115 have died in the floods. The European Court of Human Rights has sided against Russia in two of four cases brought against it by Ukraine and the Netherlands.
Europe's top human rights court has delivered two rulings against Russia, stating in the first ruling that Russia has violated international law during the conflict in Ukraine. The first time an international court has found Moscow responsible for human rights abuses since the full-scale invasion in 2022. The court also ruled Russia was behind the downing of flight MH17. The first time again an international court has found Moscow responsible for the 2014 tragedy that claimed 298 lives. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Any decisions will be largely symbolic. The complaints were brought before the court's governing body expelled Moscow in 2022 following its invasion of Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 217 points. The Nasdaq rose 192. This is SRN News. Christian music is crossing over.
Songs that are hits on the contemporary Christian charts are now invading the mainstream. Brandon Lake's hard-fought Hallelujah spent 19 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. Forrest Frank's song Your Way Is Better has been up there for 10 weeks. Contemporary Christian music is also enjoying a lot more streaming on Spotify, increasing by 60% around the world since 2020. Experts are not sure exactly why such tunes are so popular right now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a falling birth rate in the U.S., a new APNORC poll finds most people do not want the government to focus on the problem. Instead, respondents want the government to focus on reducing child care costs and improving maternal health. The survey reveals only 12% think encouraging more births should be a high priority, while 62% do not. This is SRN News. The U.S. is having its worst year for measles in more than three decades. Bob Agnew reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has had 1,288 cases since the beginning of the year. That's higher than 2019, when there were 1,274 cases, driven by 22 outbreaks over 12 months. 17 states have seen outbreaks so far this year. If things don't improve, experts fear the U.S. could lose its status as having eliminated measles. There are also large outbreaks of the vaccine-preventable disease in Mexico and Canada. Bob Agnew reporting.
Greg LeMond, who's one of the most decorated cyclists in American history as a three-time Tour de France winner, has been honored with the Congressional Gold Medal. The 64-year-old LeMond received the medal during a ceremony at the Capitol with his wife, Kathy, and children in attendance. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.